Sunday night, Varhalacha or Leches Menachemov.
Okay. On Tisha B'Av, we say Aneinu by Mincha, like by all Ta'anesin. If someone by accident broke their fast, then Mechuyev to keep fasting. So it's not a question that they should still say Aneinu. It's still the Yom Tov Ta'anesinu for them. They were Mechuyev to fast before, and they were Mechuyev to fast afterwards. But let's say someone is Mutter, for whatever reason, holy or the like, and he's anticipating breaking his fast. So the din is as follows. If he didn't break his fast yet, but he's davening, let's say, mincha at 1:20, whatever it is, and he anticipates having to break the fast, he knows he's going to. He's supposed to, he could, he's going to. So he still says Aneinu. By the Dalet Hanesim, apparently, it seems like you still say Aneinu, and if you didn't break the fast yet, you can even say the words V'yom Tzom Ta'aniseinu. If he broke the fast already, and again, not by accident, when it's still Mamash Yom Ta'anis, it's just, you know, he by accident ate. As I said, he's still not allowed to eat anymore. But if he ate, and he doesn't have a din to fast that day, so there, it's not so simple, but apparently even, so if he ate before the mincha, so he still says, Aneinu. Shlomo Zalman suggests that instead of saying B'yom Tzom Ta'aniseinu, he should say B'yom Tzom Hata'anis Hazeh. Others argue with that, but that's what he holds. It seems, you know, it's in Shema Koleinu, so it's not really, you're not being Mishane or Nusach or anything. So, he should say Aneinu, because if you are allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av for whatever reason, you still say Aneinu. If it's before you break the fast, you say it regular. If it's after you broke the fast, then perhaps you should say, or from Zalman suggests saying, B'yom Tzom Hata'anis Hazeh.